Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go.
And now, come on, come on.
I can beat the bass.
Yeah, I'll beat the bass.
Do you want to beat the bass?
I can beat the bass. It's definitely beat the bass.
It's time
to beat the bass.
Break out the fine china, chill the lemonade, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak.
Brought to you by Denton's Frontline in Benton. Call 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037 statewide. Call now to beat the Baz on 1037 The Baz. 1037 The Buzz.
All right, RJ, what is our topic for the day?
It's going to be the letter starting with, the artist starting with the letter R.
And so. just artist.
R. Yeah, just artist.
Just artist.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck, Brian.
How old are you, Brian?
I'm 41.
Oh, this will be a good, good matchup.
Okay, first one out the gate is going to be.
R.E.M.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, that was good.
The one I love. Here we go.
One's
it. Can you hear it okay, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay.
One, two, three, good
love. That romantic, the,
I do not know this. If Brian don't know, give
Arios.
No, you want to give a hint, RJ? Can you give a hint?
There was a movie called
Rascal.
Yep.
Oh, very good, Brian.
Nice.
Can you Google that?
1-1.
1-1.
Here we go.
That's not Red Hot Chili Peppers, is it?
Yeah, that's it.
Good guess.
wow, very Wait. Nice. Californication.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah. This is a great song.
Yeah, this is a good song. I actually like this one. Yeah, I didn't recognize it, though. All right, 2-1. Brian, you're up.
Here we go.
All
right.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by
Otis Redding.
That's it.
Oh, see,
nice.
I was thinking the first name.
Yeah,
dadgummit. 3-1.
So 3-1. Here we go.
Rascal Flatts?
No.
Nope. It is.
Just throwing that one out.
Eastbound down, going down.
Jerry.
Yeah, but Roger, you're looking at me. If I didn't get that one, I should be shot.
Or Rascal Flatts. It was close.
Roger, is it 3-2?
3-2.
3-2. Here we go.
Ario.
Ario Speedway.
Basil got it.
Whoa!
He said, barely got it.
Yeah, but you were
but
not
I hesitated.
Sure.
Whoa,
you almost reneged
not much
on
conviction.
That one.
I know.
Yeah.
I got it
because
out
I was thinking we'd already,
we
already played that one, didn't we?
No,
oh,
I
you
said
guessed it.
It.
Okay, that's what it was. Right, here it is for the win.
For the win.
You never close your eyes.
Rutgers Brothers.
Ah! It's
over!
What
nice
a comeback! What a comeback!
What a comeback! The greatest
Brian, I'm
comeback!
Sorry.
You know what, Brian? But you're not going to go away a loser because on the Show with No Name and the Signal Media Buzz stations, you're going to win something—a party gift.
Everybody's a winner.
I don't know
what
he had.
Yeah, what do you want to do? You want? You know what? How about? What were we going to give him if he won?
He was going to get Buzzbecue tickets.
Well, what about those other tickets?
Hey, do you play golf? Do you play golf?
Oh, that's what we've got to give away.
I do play golf.
Well, let's go to Greystone. You want to go to Greystone?
Hey, let's do it.
Greystone's so beautiful. I live right by it.
I'm going to put you on hold.
All right, the next round, we'll play for a chance to go see the Mayweather-Cotto fight at Breckenridge Village. $18 a ticket. That'll be sort of $36 value. It's high-definition big screen to see the fight. And are you guys interested in the fight at all?
No.
Nope. Yeah,
I'm
interested.
But, of course, you got to pay $50, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the pay-per-view cost. Now, if it was Mayweather, Pacquiao,
not even me. You know,
I'd pay $100 to see Pacquiao and Mayweather.
Really?
Yeah, I'd pay $100 to see that.
Watch out, baby.
Can I tell you? I looked at that last night about 12:00, and I got tickled.
Why?
You do an Arkansas baby. He does it, Andrew. He gets his big. Do we have that online? Is that on our blog somewhere?
We should.
Roger has the Incredible Hulk hands, those fists,
uh-huh.
And he's acting like Jermaine Taylor, and he's scratching his feet, and he's going,
"What's up, baby?"
And what is? And then you go on to act like, all right, like he did.
You see me get on there, look at me get on the ground right there. Look at me get up out there, hit me hard, Arkansas baby. Ice girl.
Oh my goodness. So
I am a Hulk hands.
We'll play one more round of Beat the Bass.
Do this.
For
the people.
Here it is.
Arkansas, baby. Arkansas, baby. I told him. I told him to keep my head up. We were working on that all day. I told him to keep my head up. Bam, he knocked the head out of me. I said, get up, boy. Arkansas, baby.
That is it.
That is
and if you can see Roger do it, it's even funnier to witness it.
It's done completely out of respect for Jermaine Taylor.
Obviously, the big story of the day or last night, yesterday, was the passing of Junior Seau. Of course, interesting, Roger, we've been talking all this Deadpool stuff. And, you know, if you look at the list of a lot of websites where they have Deadpools, I know it's sort of morbid to talk about, but Junior Seau is not on any list.
No.
And that's just one of those things you just don't see coming at all.
43-year-old athlete.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me tell you what. Who would have, although, now that I take that, I was getting ready to say, who would think Whitney Houston would die at age
40?
Although she had signs
could see that happening.
When you start taking drugs, and obviously she'd been in some issues before going to rehab. Yeah. And then like the Amy Winehouse girl. So those were sort of clues and things that you know that might happen, but something like the Junior Seau deal, of course, that comes on the heels. They just broke the story of the big Saints punishment that had come out.
Right.
So, you know, it's interesting too. Roger brought it up earlier. It actually only hurts the Saints for is it one player or two? There were four that were disciplined.
I think it's only one.
How about that? I think they've got
two on there though. I'm not sure.
It was Villa who was out for the whole year, and then there was a guy with the Packers. Fajita, who is now with, I think, the Falcons or the Arizona Cardinals.
I know somebody's with Cleveland.
It might have been him. And then there was one other. So, anyway, that was the big story, pretty much wiped off the map.
Kind of makes it like they were talking about, could you not have come down with this because of the other teams that have those players, you know, since the draft was just
done
last
it before
week.
The draft. Yeah, I don't quite understand that either. So, I think that's a valid point. Speaking of birthdays and boxing today, Sugar Ray Robinson, one of the funniest clips ever, was in Coming to America. Yep. Didn't he drop Sugar Ray Robinson in there at some point, Eddie Murphy, when he does his speech?
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Wasn't it Sugar Ray?
No.
It wasn't Sugar Ray?
Oh, who was it?
I thought he mentioned it. I thought there were like three boxers mentioned it.
The Bronx Bomber, Joe Louis.
Joe Louis.
Joe Louis.
I thought Sugar Ray was. The Sugar Ray was never mentioned in there. Huh?
I don't. You got me confused.
I think we've got
that. Sugar Ray, baby.
Also, it is the birthday of James Brown, Frankie Valli, and a guy that was about a 1 year wonder, Christopher Cross, who. Don't get it, but he was great in our time for about a night.
Gosh.
That was it. He was gone.
Yeah. Pound. Sugar Ray Robinson, the greatest fighter ever lived.
Yes.
Oh, come on, man. What about Joe Louis?
The Bronx Bomber. Now, that was a great boxer.
You damn right. I suppose nobody in here ever heard of Cassius Clay. We got a point. Cassius Clay was a bad motherfucker. Hey, I ain't saying Clay ain't bad. I'm just saying I stopped liking Cassius Clay once he changed his name to Muhammad Ali. What kind of is that?
Wait a second. A man has the right to change his name to whatever he wants to change it to. And if a man wants to be called Muhammad Ali, God damn it, this is a free country. You should respect his wishes and call the man Muhammad Ali.
His mama named Clay. I'm a call Clay. Mm-hmm. That's right. I say Clay.
Get out of here.
That's right. He can always be Clay to me. I don't give a change name to. He is Clay. He Clay to me. I say Clay.
That's a classic scene. So it did start with the Sugar Ray Robinson.
Sure, you're right. You're a gentleman.
We'll come back. We'll play one more round of Beat the Badge.
Ron Popeil, 77.
Ron Popeil, is that the inventor?
Yeah.
I will say this, speaking of that scene, that was a barbershop scene, right? I had Chantel get her first, she got a boot shine the other day, and she was so mad at me. Yeah, at the Oaklawn. And because she was in a dress, everybody was walking by, and she was embarrassed. But by the end of it, the guys who were they were shooting the bull, and I took a pen. It was just like, that's what we do. That's what the boys do at the barbershop.
Starts cussing.
It's Roger, of course, starts cussing.